This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Shelby.
It's Riley.
And it's time to smut up and listen. Today's trigger warning is explicit sexual content.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. Okay, we're going to read a review this episode. And this one is from Ashley Marie with a bow emoji.
Yeah.
She said, 11 out of 10. Came for the smut, stayed for the sluts. Kissy face emoji.
Love it.
Thank you. What sluts? Thank you. What an appropriate review for this episode.
I know.
Too, yeah.
Come sluts. That's fun.
So this bonus segment is something that we're going to call Riley Reads, where Shelby and I pick the sluttiest sounding book under 100 pages and have Riley read it, and Riley will be the one who tells us all about her recent spicy read.
I'm so excited, Riley.
I'm also nervous.
I know. I don't think you guys are ready for this one.
I don't think I am. It was something.
This month, we are having Riley read a book called Kung Slut by B. Sobjackin, which I really thought was a play on words for something else, but I can't think of what it could possibly be.
Yeah.
It might just be their name.
I think her first name's Brooke. It does say it on her Instagram. I'm not just like outing her personal identity.
Oh, say it.
You can
tell me about cum slut, right?
Are you guys ready?
We're dying to hear all about cum slut. Are you ready, sluts?
Let's dress it up.
That was really aggressive.
Fucking whores.
You fucking dirty whores. Okay, are you ready?
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Okay, we start off with a highlight right off the bat. And I'll start by actually saying it's our main character's name is Emery. And like, that's the POV we're going to start off with.
Moaning, I relish the creamy white goodness in my mouth. It smears around my lips and I lick it up, not wanting to waste a drop. I glance at the couple sitting next to me and wink. It's like they've never seen a woman eat a bagel slathered in cream cheese before.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I know, when I was reading this at first, I was like, no,
right off the bat.
But it's just a bagel.
It's just a bagel.
Get your mind out of the gutter, nasties.
So we're going to start our little novella off with our main character, Emery. Obviously, she was eating a nice little creamy bagel. And this is her day off right now. And she also calls her days off bagel day
because apparently she has like a gluten allergy.
So she just like shits her brains out
on her day off.
Yeah, she's like
bloated.
She's like, this is my only day I can do this. So
why don't she just get like a gluten-free bagel?
She explains why she doesn't eat gluten-free bagels.
Gluten-free bagels.
So she gets a call from her boss, Giselle.
She's like kind of in a panic when she calls her. And she asks Emery how far she is from the office. And Emery doesn't want to tell her, but she tells her she's about 15 minutes away. And her boss tells her to make it 10 minutes and that $250,000 are at stake.
Okay, wow.
But at this point, we still have no fucking clue what Emery does or like what Giselle does. But they're talking on the phone as Emery's walking to the office. And Giselle tells her that she thought Madison could handle it, but he was not pleased. And she says she also offered Tanya, but she couldn't even make it through the first page of the contract. And then tells her Brina is in there talking to him now and that it's not going well.
We don't know who he is, right?
No, we don't know who he is, what they're...
He sounds picky.
What they do for work.
I mean, even like through this part, I could like kind of pick up like what was happening.
Yeah.
She might be a lady of the night.
Wow. Emery asks what the problem is, and Giselle tells her that it's a private matter and he'll discuss it in person.
She's a goddamn escort.
So she gets to work, and then I feel like you guys can tell she's an escort.
Yes.
So, and she works in like this big bougie building, like it's a whole setup. Full setup.
Fancy.
And so Emery's now in the office and sees Brina, and Brina says, of course she would call you in. And then she kind of like explains that Brina doesn't really like her.
Jealous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Giselle kind of favors her, but Giselle picked her up off the streets, Emery. Like, okay. Kind of picked her up off the streets. Emery was like, homeless, broke, poor girl.
Oh, she's not afraid to get her hands dirty.
No, she ain't.
Giselle points me to the hallway with the large conference room. That is a good sign, since that is only reserved for big clients. The ones who want to be discreet as hell and usually wanted kinky stuff their wives didn't allow. And by kinky, it's really only some ass slapping and hair pulling. Maybe the occasional tying up.
Oh, all right.
So vanilla. And this is where we will meet Mr. Hastings. And he sounds hot as fuck.
That name just sounds like very rich, like business.
Mr. Hastings.
But he sounds, I thought he was going to be old as fuck, but he's not. Giselle is obviously very eager to get Mr. Hastings' business because she thinks this could bring in some like pretty big clients for her. You know, some big dudes that want some puss.
I hated that.
And then when Emery enters the conference room, she immediately notices how hot both of these men are. She says, holy hell, Batman. He is fucking sexy, to be exact.
It's cringy.
Okay, girl. I know, I was like...
Don't like that.
Shut up.
Holy hell, Batman. Crazy.
She says there's a brunette and a blonde man, and that they're nice and beefy. They're big, muscular men. But she thinks the brunette one is much hotter.
Always.
Always. Yes. He's always hotter.
Yeah.
Sorry, blondies.
Sorry.
Unless it's Draco Malfoy.
Ew.
Really?
Yeah. Who do you think was the hottest person? Well, obviously Ron Weasley.
I think he's hot.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
You do?
I used to write him fan letters.
I was like in love with Rupert Grint.
Oh my God. Like,
dear Rupert, please tap JK Rowling to please write a brunette American girl into it. And so I can play her and then we can meet.
Love, Charlotte.
Name her Charlotte.
It didn't work out.
No. Yeah. I'm really honestly shocked.
Yeah, never heard from them.
No. Like, this says more a lot about me than you, but I didn't find anyone in Harry Potter hot till we met Sirius Black. And I was like,
oh, daddy?
And I was like 10.
Oh,
really? Difficult. I think that's a problem.
Yeah.
You're like, all of these boys are it. They're too young for me.
They're like,
I need the rules
open. And my husband's like 6 months younger than me.
Cougar.
No. Real. Okay, that was a tangent.
It was.
I took on one tangent.
Yeah. So when Emery walks in, both the men are hesitant to even meet with her because they've already met with three girls and they were like, eh,
all these bitches wasted my time.
Subpar. And then the blonde one stands up and says, no more. But Emery and Giselle is like, sit down. Let me show you what I got.
Oh, God.
I know. No, gross. Emery asks them how they have already gone through three women when they're hot as hell. And Giselle says, Mr. Hastings has specific requirements.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, no.
Okay, but Emery's like kind of a freak. Like, I feel like she enjoys it. Oh, you guys will fucking see.
Scared.
Mr. Hastings slides a paper over to Emery, and it's an NDA. She signs it without even looking at it.
That is the stupidest thing.
I know. I was like, she's like so dumb. And he's even like,
are you an idiot?
Did you didn't read it, bitch. And then she's like, she's basically like, how scary can this be? Like, you tell me about it. And so Mr. Hastings tells her that he will require that she travel with him for a month and stay in his hotel room with him. Emery is fine with all of this and not understanding what the big deal is still. She can tell he's getting like flustered and she's not sure why, and asks him, is this his first time hiring a girl like her? The blonde man tells her that he is usually the one that hires for him. And that he's had multiple women. Like, he's always got women on hand. And then we now learn both of their names. I know. The brunette is Tyler Hastings. And the blonde is Jackson. And Jackson is his assistant.
Tyler.
And she says, so is it both of you then? I'm fine with that. Just give me a few hours warning if you want a tag team. And I'll wear a plug to stretch it out.
Okay.
Oh, she's so eager.
Yeah, she can't even read the NDA or what is it?
NDA,
whatever it is. She's
like MDMA. Kind of like, are we doing Jack?
She's like, I can also do drugs if you like.
She would. You want me to do that?
She's even reading it.
He tells Emery he has hyperspermia. At first she's like, oh my God, is this contagious? Am I going to get hyperspermia? Oh my God. And Giselle's like kind of pissed and she's like, bitch. And she tells her it's when a man ejaculates an excessive amount of cum. And Emery asks like, how excessive? And Tyler says, like chugging a water bottle at a time, if not more.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that I was so much. I was imagine just having to like, just even fucking work. Just you wait.
She's just chugging.
It just comes out your nose. You'll see that.
Oh, I'm so scared.
You're gonna see that she is down.
She's chugging water bottles.
She's excited about this. They finalized the deal.
I know.
They like finalized the deal. And Jackson tells her that like there's several times that she'll need her to blow him. Like multiple times a day.
What?
Yes.
I keep him a dream.
He says, I'll take care of myself in the morning since it's the most excessive amount because I sleep overnight. And then she asks him, well, I like, can you just have sex with me in the morning and come in me?
Ew.
I was like, it's just going to...
She doesn't even know him.
No, and you're going to stand up and it's just going to be like...
I feel like even the most bravest of escorts are never this forward.
I know.
You want me to come in you? The mornings are more than usual, Tyler repeats, ensuring I understand. I nod. Yes, blowjobs all day, that's fine.
Oh, my God.
But I want you to cream my cut in the morning. To be honest, I have a major cum kink. I love cream pies, but I don't want children. And I refuse not to experience feeling you pump an excessive amount of cum inside of me. Both of them in our
soup. Can't.
Both of the men are silent when I stop talking, and I fan myself just thinking about it.
Oh my fucking God.
Will he start to ooze out while his dick is still inside? If I sit up, will it pour out of me like melted ice cream?
Who is this person?
Isn't she psycho? I feel like Shelby saying cream in my cut is like a core memory now. I will think about that for the next 10 years.
Cream my cut.
Also, the ice cream part is what really, I was like, bitch.
So you've ruined bagels and ice cream now.
Yeah, and it's melted ice cream because ice cream doesn't just ooze out of spot.
Oh, God. I was like,
okay. Wow, what a journey it's been so far.
Yeah.
They finalized everything, by the way. Everything's good.
Okay.
There's not much in the family yet. So now we're on Tyler's private jet. Emery is kind of being like childish and looking at everything on the plane because she's never seen anything like it. She was living on the streets.
Yeah,
she's a poor girl.
Poor totally bitch.
And Tyler is like obviously very annoyed by this, but Jackson thinks she's funny. Jackson's kind of like becoming homies with her. He's like, okay, bitch, yeah.
Love it.
We're cool. But Tyler's like, strictly business. You're only here to jack me off. Not even jack him off. Guzzle his cum.
Yeah.
I hate that I said that.
Guzzle his cum.
they bought her clothes to wear for when she's seen with Tyler. She is meant to look like a secondary assistant and not in hired escorts.
Okay.
Like, she's pretty, like, pumped about this because they're kind of, like, setting her up for all of this. And then she's, like, thinking when she's on the plane, oh, God, please have a big dick. That would be the best thing to ever happen to me. A very attractive man with a pretty cock who can come buckets into me.
Oh, yeah, what the?
Imagine she has, like, a micro penis.
And comes that much. She just has a huge ass.
Ew. Hole in my balls. This strictly balls in like a 1-inch peenie.
Oh.
If you do have that, it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Don't be upset about that. Okay. And then, so they're on the plane and she kind of wants to get things started. She wants to get sexual.
She's like the best escort ever.
Yeah, she's like down. She's a fucking freak. Like,
she's
the one that like wants to do it all the time. But she's like asking Tyler and he's like, no, we land in 45 minutes. And she's like,
That's like more than enough time, isn't it?
Apparently not for him.
Yeah. I think he's just like, no, bitch, not yet.
He's kind of uptight.
Yeah,
he's like, my terms.
He's very uptight in the beginning. So Emery is ready to get down and dirty. She asks what his kinks are, and they basically tell her she's literally there for him to come in her mouth. He was like, there are no kinks. There is nothing special. You're just here for me to come into.
You are here to drink.
Yes. And Emery literally says, so a mouth to dump your cum into?
Ew.
I hate her. Emery tells them that she wants them both to enjoy themselves. And then starts to like walk towards him and
so she wants
get things started.
Have sex with Jackson too?
No. Well, no. Oh, no, no. She's talking about like her and Tyler.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
Jackson,
God.
Also, mind you, still in the room. Still in the room.
Oh, okay.
She has
I thought she meant like name. Both of them, like both Tyler and Jackson. She's just like, extra bonus, cool.
And then Emery like is rubbing his thighs and he tells her to stop. And she asks if he doesn't want her to touch him. He's visibly nervous and she asks if the other girls he has hired in the past touches him.
Okay.
And he says, no, I don't want them to touch me.
What? Just jerk off if you're going to be such a thing about it.
Yeah.
I know.
May I suck your cock, Mr. Hastings? I bat my lashes as I round my eyes. Fuck, he groans, leaning back to unbuckle his pants. He widens his legs and I shuffle closer as he shoves his boxers down. The thick, hard shaft smacks against his shirt as it escapes his confinement. My mouth waters at the sight. It's long, too. Bulging veins run underneath, leading to a round head. It's pretty. So fucking pretty.
Oh,
beautiful.
I thought he didn't want to, but now he's just taking his dick out.
Yeah.
I just like his shirt.
She kind of like pushes it on him. She just like walks towards him.
No means no, Emery.
Also, he's not very like strong. I'm like, say no then.
He's like a string bean.
I'm like, you're the one that took your dick out.
Yeah, you didn't have to.
I don't want this. As he unbuckles his pants. I didn't even get a bad one last
time. No, you didn't.
Yeah, and I had fucking cream my cunt.
Well.
Okay. Pulling away from his cock, I let my saliva hang from my lips to his head. It is throbbing in my hand. I know he's getting close. I try to taper my disappointment. I know I will have a lot of time to get familiar with this masterpiece. I suckle it back into my mouth. I suckle it back into my mouth. Tyler's hips lift to thrust it in further. I stroke down his shaft and fondle his balls. His tip reaches the back of my throat and I feel him starting to swell. Shit, fuck, I'm coming. He tries to warn me, his hands gripping the sides of the chair as his hips rock toward me. His cock throbs as the first splash of cum coats my throat. I pull slightly back as I swallow, but my mouth quickly fills again with each pull. There's a strange sweetness to it and like the usual bitter salt. I swallow again, but his cum starts to leak out of my lips and I pull further back, so only his tip is resting on my tongue as he keeps draining into my mouth. I use my hand to catch any leaking, and by the third swallow, it starts to slow.
She's being waterboarded by gum.
I know. And she's like, fuck yeah, keep it coming.
I would vomit.
Yes. Immediately.
Her mouth just keeps filling up.
Yes.
She's like, three gulps. Still going.
Ew. It just starts coming out of like any hole it can. It's like her ears.
She's crying cum. And she's like,
gross.
So they finish their blowy sesh, and she asks if she's okay. Because, like, she shouldn't be.
This should not be.
And she says, never better, and excuses herself to go to the bathroom. He doesn't know this, but she's going to the bathroom with her little pocket vibrator. Because she's, like, horned up.
What?
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. So now we're off the jet. We're at their suite they're going to be staying in for a month, and it's apparently very fancy. Basically, like, a full-ass apartment.
And he's paying her $250,000 for this?
Yeah.
For the month?
Yes, and he's, like, buying her clothes, paying her way. She doesn't have to pay for anything.
Wow. Worth it, I think.
I feel like that's worth it.
Yeah.
He's like, let me make up to you for all my cum.
Can I have
terrible?
Yeah. I have a man with less cum, and then it will be worth it for me.
Right.
Cum, more money.
Yeah. There you go. And so right now it's pretty awkward, because after that private little BJ sesh on the private jet, Tyler has pretty much avoided Emery since.
Oh.
And so she's not sure why, because she's like, I really enjoyed it. But Jackson tells her it's because they thought she went to throw up after the hot BJ sesh. And she laughs hysterically. She tells Jackson it actually wasn't that bad, and he tasted pretty good. Kind of sweet. And Jackson tells her that they built a diet for him with a nutritionist so he could taste a little better.
Oh my God. His life just revolves around him.
Emery obviously thinks this is hilarious. By this time, Tyler comes out of his room to see what the hell is going on. And Jackson tells her that it's not the first time a woman has thrown up after, and they wanted to check on her. Like, he was very concerned about her.
He doesn't even like her.
It's, yeah.
He hates her.
I know. And she's like, no, I love it. Keep pouring down my throat.
Also, why does he care so much if he's only paying her to swallow his jizz?
Well, actually, they also tell her, they were like, we can provide you a bowl so you can spit it out as you go.
Yeah, do that then.
I was like, ew, what, though? That's, I feel
like
that's just a turn off.
How do you do it as he goes?
Also, how would you, like, make that hot still?
Why can't he just come directly into the bowl?
I don't understand it. Why can't you jack yourself off?
Why do you need a mouth?
Yeah. Oh, every time. Poor guy. Emery is still laughing and faces Tyler and tells him that she was so horned up she needed to jack off and took her pocket rocket in the bathroom with her. Jackson bursts out laughing, and Tyler's very fucking annoyed by this. Tyler tells Jackson...
He's the worst.
I know. And so, like, they're all sitting in the living room talking about this, and Jackson, like, tells them to just order their fucking food and then goes into his room and slams the door.
Jackson's like, I don't want to fucking hear about it.
I know. Oh, I meant Tyler. Was I saying Jackson?
Yeah, you said Jackson.
Sorry, I meant Tyler.
They're both dicks. No, Tyler's a dick.
Yeah, Tyler is a dick. Jackson tells her it's not funny. Well, trying to also not laugh because he thinks it's funny. And tells her that it's a miracle that they found a girl like her.
You're one in a million.
Because no other girl likes his cum. Emery said that they really need to work on boosting Tyler's confidence. And Jackson tells her it's never going to work because they've been best friends since college and women have always treated him this way.
Like
he's a monster.
For coming too much?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of is. It's like drowning them every time.
I know. Just fucking have sex with them. I don't understand. Emery asks him why he even cares when he pays for the women. And Jackson tells her, you think he wants to pay? It's not my story to tell. If you truly want to know, ask him.
He has a dark backstory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jackson says he needs to go get things ready for the next day and tells her to just text him her food order. Emery walks into Tyler's room now. And Tyler says, manners, Miss Jones. It's polite to knock. Emery says, I don't think you would have answered if I did knock, and that they need to have a heart-to-heart, a little chitty chat. Emery is trying to talk to Tyler about sex, and he's not really liking it. He doesn't want to talk about it with her, and she starts to undress anyway.
Okay.
But then
she is kind of a bad person.
There
is zero indication he's interested, and she's like, whip your dick out.
She's like, yes, you are. You will be.
No means try harder.
Okay, but now, right? But now he's like, okay, because she's undressing.
Okay.
I know, it's so fucking weird. Okay, so they're, like, kind of talking about their kinks and stuff now. Now that she's, like, undressing, he's, like, more willing to, like, talk to her, which I'm like, why?
It's weird.
Way to switch up so quick, bitch. Mm-hmm. And so she says, so for example, if you want me to ride your cock, sometimes I really like a finger or toy in the ass, even from behind. The additional pressure is just delicious. And the blowjobs, I find a lot of men enjoy when I put my finger in. And he says, I get the idea, Emery, and then stops her.
He's like, you have a filthy mouth. Please shut up.
Please shut the fuck up. He's like, I didn't even want this.
I literally hate you.
He's like, I think you're fucking disgusting. And then she starts to like walk towards him. She's naggy there.
God. Yeah. The confidence. Please come on me, Mr. Hastings. Drench me with your cum. I beg, pushing my bottom lip out to pout. I hear the hurried snap of his button and unzipping before he steps closer. His chest presses against my shins.
Wait, what?
His chest presses.
He's like standing. So she's on the bed.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like give enough detail, but she's like laying on the bed.
Uh-huh.
With her legs up, like,
oh, Fred Eagle. She's like, yes.
Like her knees up. And so he's standing at the edge of the bed.
Her legs. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I look down to see his beautiful cock in his hands, stroking it slowly. You want me to fuck you? He asks. His voice thick with arousal. I shake my head, catching the disappointment flash in his eyes. I want you to come on me. Come on my tits, face, stomach, my pussy. I want to see it. Make me messy.
Yuck.
Ew.
Isn't that fucking gross?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like the girl from, is it Glitch, where she's like, I want your cum on me all day.
All day long, every day. I'm not showering.
Ugh. No.
Thank you.
So he, like, reaches over and grabs her boobies. And he's, like, pinching and pulling at her nipples. Mm-hmm. And she says, I can't wait to fill your mouth on these. And she bites her lip. His gaze falls back on my pussy. He pushes my legs open further and I drop them to the bed as his thumb rubs at my swollen clit. He twists his hand and shoves two fingers inside of me and I gasp. His fingers are thick, stretching my unprepared pussy. And he's still, like, jacking himself off. They're still going at it. They're not, like, having sex. They're just foreplay.
Yeah. His head falls back with a moan as a hot splash of his cum falls onto my stomach. I watch in awe as wave after wave squirts all over my torso and breasts. The creamy white glaze starts to pool in the dip near my navel. It was unlike anything I felt. I ran my fingers through the warm seed, dragging it to smear it on my breasts. Scooping up more. I bring it to my mouth, licking the sticky sweetness off as I lock my stare with Tyler's widened eyes. Using my other hand, I rub more cum onto my skin and drag it to my pussy, fingering myself with it. He presses my legs open, his face resting between my thighs. I can sense his hesitation before his mouth drops and his tongue flicks at my swollen bud. I cry out. Grasping his hair with my fingers and pushing his face deeper into my cunt. Tyler moans, his hands dragging out into my thighs as he traps them to the bed, feasting on my wet pussy with the ferocity I wasn't used to. Tyler lifts briefly, moving the vibrator to the hand closest to my hot center and turns it on. The sudden buzz makes me jerk as soon as it touches me. Oh my fuck, I grit out between gasps as he presses down the toy harder with his tongue pushing into me. With the stimulation of my sensitive bud, I hate that. The slightest penetration sets me off because I am 100% a penetration whore.
Penetration whore.
And when she's scooping the gum, I just picture her like using two.
I know. I know.
Ew.
Like, pinky, I'm fat.
What a masterpiece.
Isn't that just chef's kiss? So they're finishing up their little bang sesh. I mean, they didn't really bang, but
yeah.
They're finishing up and they hear somebody go behind them.
Jackson.
He was doing a little bit of voyeurism?
Yeah. Well, he was standing in the doorway and he was like, the food's here. And then walks away. Tyler's like, it's also polite to shut the door of a closed room you enter, Miss Jones.
Just stupid.
Okay, but also you guys could, like, make sure it's fucking shut before.
Yeah.
You have eyes?
You fucking weirdo.
How long was he there for?
I honestly, though, that's what I want to know. It doesn't say. We never get Jackson's POV. So they shower separately and meet Jackson in the living room for dinner. They're all chatting, kind of getting to know each other. And Emery tells them that she was assaulted as a teenager and that her therapist told her that combined with lack of nurturing from her parents is the reason why she enjoys sex work. Because Jackson and Tyler were like, how did you even fucking get into this kind of work?
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. And so, like, they both look at her with, like, pity and she's like, stop, I love this. I love this work. This is my calling. She's like, I was meant to do this. I knew from the minute I was born. Tyler tells her about his first girlfriend and how she really, like, scarred him. And so, like, they kind of get into why Tyler's so uptight and, like, weird and why he hires only, like, escorts and not just have a fucking partner. So, about his first girlfriend, they had sex, and because he jizzed so much, it spilled out of the condom, and so she had, like, a pregnancy scare. Perfect. And thought she was pregnant. She ended up telling her dad. They were like 18 when this happened. She ended up telling her dad, and like everyone in the town ended up hating Tyler. And like they thought that he was like trying to get her pregnant on purpose. Like he like probably broke the condom or something. But in reality, he just has a water bottle full of cum in him.
Yeah, he can't wear like condoms.
And they were just hella mean to him about it. And he was like, I just feel like a monster. Like I'm a monster. But Emery tells him, like, you were just a kid. You weren't doing anything wrong. At that point, he didn't have like any diagnosis. He didn't know.
Did he not know?
No.
He'd never like jacked off before.
He did, but he didn't realize that like that was an excessive amount.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
And then he tells her, he was like, I can't even really get a girl pregnant because my sperm count is so low because I jack off constantly.
Oh. So he just has so much with no sperm.
Yeah.
Like pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just creamy water.
Yeah, bitch. So they all finish up dinner. They're done talking. They each go back to the room and get ready for bed. And also, she sleeps in the bed with him. It never really explains, like, why. Huh. Because I would have thought she would have been in her
own room. Yeah, her own room.
But
yeah.
No, she wasn't. Huh. And she sleeps naked. And he's like, of course you do. Yeah, that's what he says. He's like, of course you do. So they're, like, laying there in bed. Mm-hmm. And she's like, also, you know, if you want to do anything to me while I'm sleeping, totally can. Just let me know after, whatever. And then she says, just know if you want to fool around while I'm sleeping, I draw the line at anal. I would prefer to be awake for that.
Oh. How, you cannot sleep through anal.
There's no fucking way. How would you do that?
How would you even sleep through a normal thing if you're not like, I feel like I would wake up if I was being touched while I'm trying to sleep.
That happened to me last night. I woke up.
Wait, I was like, who?
What? Well, it's this guy.
Sorry, it's act. I mean, yeah. I usually wake up, like, mid-act.
Mid-act? Yeah. Oh. I wake up at the beginning.
Yeah.
Mid-act?
Yeah, but it's not in a bad way.
No, I know, but, like, you're already, like...
No, okay. I should say, like, mid-make-out sesh.
He's making out with you while you're sleeping.
I feel like this sounds so bad. Andrew's gonna be like, why is she putting this on here?
Wait, does he start kissing you while you're sleeping?
Yes.
Cute. Wait,
I think he's also sleeping. Like, we'll do it. Like, we'll, like...
cute. We'll tap asleep.
Yes, but then we'll, like, kind of wake up.
Okay.
Day of the day.
Zach just, like, can't sleep. He doesn't sleep good, so...
He's like, hey, Charlotte.
He just, like, what's terrible. I tell him it's okay, though.
He's like the kind that just rolls over. Boop.
Yeah.
Touches you with his peenie. Says, hey,
we're doing it now. And they're like,
okay.
Okay, cool.
I'm just a hole for you.
Aw, sweet.
Love that, Emma.
Like, oh, for you.
Okay, so now we get into Tyler's PLB.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're in bed, still sleeping, but it's 5 a.m. now. He's having a difficult time sleeping. And so he's thinking about what Emery told him about how he can do things to her while she's sleeping, about touching her and all that. He rolls over and he pulls the sheet to look at her. She ended up putting like a flimsy tank top on. Mm-hmm. He pulls her shirt over her boobs and he touches the underside of her boob and flicks her nipple with his tongue. And she wakes up and says, morning, very happily, very happily.
Oh, God. She's like, fucking finally, I've been waiting all night for this.
And then
she's pretending to sleep.
Yeah.
She lifts slightly, dragging the tank top off. Get over here, Mr. Hastings. I want to feel your cock rub against me as you milk my tits. Jesus, I groan, my dick swelling further at her filthy word. Milk her tits?
Yeah. What?
Let's to the cow.
The Doja Cat song. Bitch, I'm a cow. Well, so they start to, you know, getting sexy. She gets on top of him and she's like straddling him. And he is like feeling this. He is like
Fuck yes.
You have such a pretty dick. Truly a masterpiece, she whispers, swirling her tongue around my tip. I'm stuck between watching her swallow my cock or squeezing my eyes shut and controlling the need to burst.
And so she's blowing him, but if you remember from the beginning, she said in the mornings...
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to be fucked. But she's the one initiating, like, the blowjob. She is the one. And he's, like, even telling her, like, he says, if you want me to come inside you, it needs to be soon. Because he's like, oh,
I'm gonna.
I have a fucking hydro flask full ready for you.
Fuck.
And then, so, obviously, he tells her, he's like, it's gonna need to be soon. But she hums with his dick in her mouth and gazes at him and says, come, Mr. Hastings, come all over us. As in her titties.
Tits.
And she does. He does. He comes all over her. The warmth of my cum spreads through my torso, and I pant, trying to catch my breath. On both of them. Comes on both of them. Nasty.
Oh, yeah, because she's on top of him.
Yes, and there's just some fucking insane amount of cum.
Fountain.
And he says, Emery.
As he chokes out.
It literally says, Emery. It choked out. Emery leans forward, lifting her hips and pressing my still hard dick at her entrance. I can't even form a word before she's slowly sinking down on it, the tightness and heat of her pussy stealing any coherent thought. Oh. So she says, no, we're going to keep going.
So he's like a glitch in this moment.
Yeah.
She's like, you're not done.
I can come 5 times
without needing a break.
My cock throbs, her cunt strangling it as I watch her paint her skin with my seed. It did something to me, making me preen with masculine pride as if I was murking her. I was thankful I had just come, and it gave me some grace to actually fuck her, because watching her set me off like a hose. I grab onto her waist, uncaring if my fingers were caressing cum-coated skin. Ride me, Miss Jones.
I pinch at her clit and growl, come on my cock, baby, so I can fill your pussy up.
Pinches it? Ouch.
Ouch.
Also, I feel like that's weird to, like, reach down and be like, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, if that happened to me, I'd be like, don't ever.
Oh, stop.
No. He comes in her, and she comes just as hard.
Oh, man.
She's like, since he just came, is it, like, a normal amount? Kind of. It's still a lot, but, like,
less a lot.
Less.
Not
maybe like
a fire
2/3 of a water bottle.
No, this is still so much.
She tenses, turning her face away from me with a chuckle. It's been a while since I've come that hard. Last night wasn't comparable. Not the same. Coming around a cock, it's different, especially when you can feel him pumping his spunk inside you.
Spunk?
What?
I grimace. Spunk? Please remove that from your vocabulary. Honestly. Ew. Baby gravy, spooge, daddy sauce, jizz. I push her off me with a groan, my cum splattering all over the bed and us. She gasps, you spilled the pole milk.
Ew.
Ew, what the fuck?
That's disgusting.
I don't... Spunk?
Spunk.
Spunk?
And he rightfully tells her to remove it.
Don't ever say that to me again.
But I think at one point later in the book, he fucking says it.
Gross.
And I'm like, excuse you, sir. So after that, after they finish, they each go shower separately. And then they get ready to leave because they have a fucking meeting. Mm. But also, they buy her clothes. So she comes out and she's looking hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
She's wearing like a button up with a pencil skirt, heels. For some reason, that doesn't sound hot to me, but men are weird. They also give her an iPad like she's a fucking child. And they tell her she can keep it. They've also programmed it with, like, all of their favorite games. And I'm like, okay.
So she's just going into this meeting pretending to have important stuff on her iPad.
Yes.
She's playing, like, Angry Birds.
Boopity boop boop. And now we're back in... We're back in Emery's POV, and they're at a meeting with, like, all of Tyler's... They're not really his colleagues. He's, like, the big, big honcho. And they're all, like, tech dudes, and... Tyler, for some reason, is mad at them. I don't know. He's, like, shouting in the fucking meeting, and Emery was like, oof, this is hot. I love that. And so she starts taunting him by unbuttoning her blouse. Not fully, just, like, the top one. And then Jackson leans over and tells her she's being cruel.
She's being...
Too much.
Yeah, calm
down. Honestly.
He's in a business meeting. You're all in the business meeting.
I know. And I'm like, excuse you, ma'am. Also, she's the one that's like getting paid to do this, but she's the one that's like,
more.
I'm going to work for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do my.
She's earning her money, that's for sure.
That's true.
And then her and Jackson the whole time are basically just like digging around. And so Tyler tries to like finish the meeting early because he's getting super annoyed, but then he's also kind of getting turned on.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the elevator and they're talking about both of them, like having sex or whatever. And then she says, you should hire someone for Jackson. I suggest glancing at Tyler unless you're willing to share. And Jackson says, I'm good. And Tyler,
that's actually none of my business.
He's like, I don't want to be a part of this. Thank you, Val. Tyler raises a dark eyebrow. Do you want to be shared, Miss Jones? And she says, do you want to share me?
Mm.
And then Jackson says, no, really, I'm good.
He's like, please, I do not want to fuck you.
He's like, I was just joking when I said it the other
not
day.
Not to fuck you, Emery.
And he's like, no, bitch, you're kind of fucking weird. You're weird. So she asked him, obviously, like, do you want to share me? And then Tyler was like, no, I don't want that. But they're all getting, like, horned up. They get into
the- all of them?
No, sorry. No. Her and Tyler, they are getting horned up.
Jackson's just like, ugh.
He's just in the backseat, like...
He's like, this is like constant. This is too much for me. So they go back into Tyler's POV and they get to the house, the hotel, whatever the fuck it is. And then they immediately start getting into it. He like rips her fucking shirt off and he exposes her lazy black bra. My hands grip her waist, kissing from her neck to her breast, swirling my tongue around the sensitive peak. I walk us backwards to the bed. You owe me from this morning, she says, her fingers digging into my shoulders as if I didn't finger fuck her on the way home.
Ungrateful.
He's like, yeah. You stupid bitch. Tossing her to the mattress, I work my belt buckle and push my pants off as she squirms out of her skirt. I know, baby. You want me to fill you with my cum? God, yes. She props herself up on her elbows, spreading her legs, displaying her pretty glistening pussy.
God.
Yeah, it's a lot. Please fuck me, she whimpers, and I groan. I thrust in, she arches up, and I suck at her breasts. Pushed into my face, her fingers slide across my chest, and she tries to work the buttons. I kneel back, pulling it off completely, and lay back on top of her.
Wow.
Yeah, they're getting into it.
Yeah. The warmth of our mess almost burning me. She grabs my arms, stopping me from moving as we catch our breath. Wait, hand me my phone. She points at the nightstand beside the bed. Why? Emery bites her lip, her face still flushed from our fucking, but her eyes turn wary. I want to watch it leak out of me. Will you record it?
Oh my God.
Record it?
Uh-huh.
Is she just going to have it on her phone and watch it?
Yeah, well, with her little travel vibrator.
Yeah.
She's just going to masturbate to that.
Bank. Uh-huh. So this part, I even got confused reading it because I don't fully understand the position they then get into.
Okay.
Bryce, let us know.
I don't get it. And he says, you want to watch my cum drip out of you? She nods. I kneel, holding onto her hips so we're still connected. Grabbing one of her legs, I lift it across my chest till her knees close together. My eyes roll a second at the tightness of her pussy in this position. How do you think he's holding her?
Okay, so I think she's laying down with her legs in the air and he has her ankles crossed at his chest. So you know how you like sometimes put your legs like on the shoulders?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but I think he crossed her ankles.
To like,
okay.
Make it tighter?
Tighter.
Okay, just you wait.
Okay.
You're going to have to work with me slowly so I don't slip. I need you on your stomach, baby. See, I don't understand
it. She's gonna like alligator roll.
Yeah. Emery helps me maneuver her body so my pelvis is pressed deliciously against her ass cheeks.
He's just like, whoop.
Yeah. Brings her up. My palms squeeze at the flesh. She has been curiously quiet as we moved, and I kiss her shoulder as I rock slowly into her pussy just to ease some of the ache. Wrap your arms around my neck. Trust, I'm not going to drop you. She inhales a breath and does what she's told, her face pressing into the mattress as I follow her down. I grip the back of her knees, pushing them toward her chest, and I hunch back with a grunt as I lift her. She leans with a gasp as her back is pressed into my chest, nails digging into my neck, and she's hovering above the bed.
What?
What?
See, I was like,
What? So she alligator rolls, and then she's on, what, her hands and knees in front of him, but he, like...
But her face is into the bed.
And then he pushes her legs forward, but then, like scoops her up?
Is he holding her, like, her knees are like this, and he's like...
Oh! And she's hovering.
I'm so confused.
Me too.
I don't know. I really don't get it. My dick may have slipped an inch, but it is still stretching her pussy as my cum starts to leak out. Don't let go, I remind her through gritted teeth as I move us off the bed. Gravity pulls at her body, and I let her droop a couple of inches in my arms as I walk us to the bathroom.
God,
I'm like, what is happening? And then he says, when I position us in front of the mirror, I rest a knee on the counter. Her eyes roam over how I'm cradling her and my cock still nestled in her pussy. It had pulled out far enough that my cum had leaked all over my thighs and now dripping on the counter and floor. My arms and abs ache a bit, but the adrenaline of fucking her was enough to push through. I widen my leg and lean more on the knee I have on the solid top. Hold on to your legs. Keep them nice and tight for me, I command her, jostling her so her legs are pressed together and flushed against her body. See, I don't really fucking understand how they're standing, but they're in the fucking bathroom in front of the mirror in a way that they can both look at each other.
He's propped up on the counter.
Yes.
While his dick is still in her.
Yes. And he's holding her, but he's still thrusting into her. Isn't it fucking weird?
Yeah, I don't... Like, they're both made of rubber or something.
I don't know. Like, how are you guys moving like that?
I don't know.
How are you fucking doing that?
Like, Gumby.
Look at you, I rasp. So fucking perfect for my cock. Such a good fucking cum slut begging to fill you up. Oh God, she cries as my fingers tie in and I swell inside her warmth, letting the first wave of seed spill.
Seed.
I slow my thrusts as I flood her pussy, the position refusing to let it stay inside her as it rivers out and onto us. I can see your balls pulsing, she whispers in awe, and I grunt, squeezing my eyes closed as I continue to drain said balls.
So he's coming again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So, whatever. They come. They get the deed done.
She gets her little video.
She gets her video.
Okay.
But then never brings up the video again. Ever.
Weird. She's like, I'm actually never going to watch this.
She's like, this is actually kind of gross.
This is my one no.
This is yucky. And so then they get into the shower together.
Together?
Yeah. And he's starting to explain that, like... He's kind of falling for her.
Already? It's been a day. He hated her, like, earlier today.
Yeah, like, it's insane. It's insane. And so they're in the shower, and he tells her that he's falling for her and that he, like, kind of wants to pursue this. She tells him that she's not ready for something like this. She doesn't even want to date anyone. And he's like, give me the rest of the 30 days.
Just like 365.
Me. Yeah. And she's like wondering, like, why? Like, how are you falling for me? And
honestly, why?
Like, true. And he says, because I watched your eyes flare with arousal at my condition after years of disgust. I saw it and I knew it was dangerous because before we had even gotten to that part, I had been staring at the smear of cream cheese on your chin, unsure if it was another man's cum or food. Oh,
so she had food on her face with this high paying client and her boss wasn't like, bitch, clean up.
Apparently.
What? Jen walks in with cream cheese and they're like, yep, that's the one.
You're out. And then he says, I was torn between jealousy and curiosity. And I'm like, how are you already jealous? You didn't even know her when she walked into that meeting.
No.
And he says, usually I despise any mess, but I sat there consumed by you and didn't even care.
Well, he didn't even try to find like another woman that would want a relationship and be okay with it. But he's like, you know what? Escort that likes it. I love you.
He's like, you love my cum.
And I love you.
And so now we're back in Emre's POV and it's been 30 days. It's been literally 30 days and they're fucking, and she says, if you stop, I swear I will break up with you. He chuckles, his hands flexing on my hips as he resumes fucking me. Leaning down, he kisses my lips, whispering, continue threatening Emery, see if I let you walk away. And she says, I prefer to limp away.
God.
Then I'm just picturing her be like
fondly.
Yeah. And then he says, you want my cum, baby? He grunts. Yes, 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 I chant. And then he says, are you going to leave me? And she's like sitting here thinking about it. And she's like, fuck, like, I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
She's like, this has been like, she's falling for him too. But she was like, I don't want to financially rely on somebody. because if we don't last, I'm fucked. And so they're still fucking, like, as she's thinking about this.
His lips press small kisses along my jaw and down my neck. I know you're addicted to my cock as much as I'm addicted to your cunt. Your cum, I correct. He hums, kissing and licking at my collarbone. My cum. You enjoy being bathed in it, and you won't find it anywhere else. I won't, I agree softly. You're right. My hand comes up to tangle in his hair as his tongue swirls around my nipple.
Cute! A great, great relationship starter.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're talking, and she's kind of like telling him, they have sex, they're laying by each other, and she's telling him, like, I don't want kids. I don't want to get married. And he's like, that's fine. It's fine. If you do end up wanting that, cool. I want that. But sure, whatever. They are still talking, whatever. He ends up giving her a ring after they fuck. And she's like, Tyler, what?
Yeah, honestly.
And he's like, no, it's just like a promise to like.
Promise ring?
I they moved so quick.
He hated her so much.
I know. And then he tells her that it's a reminder. And she asks, like, what reminder?
I made this ring out of my cup.
Did he?
No.
Oh, that would have been so good, though. He says, for the days you have doubts if I want you, I want you to touch the ring and ask me to confirm I do. I'm like, why would she need to ask you if the ring is there? And she said, it sounds like a marriage proposal. And he says, no, I promise that will be 100 times more romantic in public. And he said, you don't have to wear it, but I've been talking to a therapist again. And she says, and? And he says, and he said, for people like us, we tend to form attachments quickly. And it's not necessarily bad, but we might need more reassurance than others. She says, and you immediately thought I needed a ring? I know. She says, no, my first thought was a tattoo, but Jackson said tattooing your name on my body would scare you more. And she said, only if you tattoo it on your dick. And then he said, I thought you enjoyed my dick, Miss Jones. Why would you submit it to such torture? I don't. Sorry, honey boo-boo, but your body isn't meant to be marked up with ink.
What?
Honey boo-boo?
Absolutely not. The go-go juice girl.
And then ick.
Yeah, don't bring honey boo-boo into this.
No. And it's 2 years later.
God, these time jumps.
2 years later, they're together. Mm-hmm. They're loving each other.
Okay.
So they're fucking. And he said, you're not being a good girl, he taunts, pausing the battering of his cock into my womb. His palm trails up my back until he tangles it into my hair and pulls my head back, kissing my lips tenderly. My stomach clenches and I look at him warily. Tyler grins at me like the devil. Who? Thrust. Ah, thrust. You. Thrust. And she says, here comes that. Aww. He chuckles. Yeah, you are. And then she begs him to come in her.
Come in me.
And so after they bang, she says, stepping into the special underwear I have to buy in bulk. I always get a giggle that a product designed to prevent period leakage is perfect for the cum dumpster that is my pussy.
Period underwear to soak up jizz?
Yeah. And then
I'm in bulk.
Yeah. And then they just tell each other they love each other. And then that's the end.
Oh, my God. Wow. What a journey.
What'd you guys think? You going to read that?
I think
absolutely not.
I think.
No. That's fair.
But I enjoy hearing about
it. Yes.
It was interesting.
How many red pepper emojis would you give it?
A 3.
Yeah, I'd say a 3.
It was... It was a butt.
It was cummy.
I think if you have a cum fetish, then this is the book for you.
Yes. Yes.
I agree.
It was really something. When I was reading it, I was like...
Was Andrew like, what are you reading?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, he saw the title and he was like,
wow, Riley. It's a new level of book for you.
Sounds like different.
Yeah, cum slut. Cum dumpster, that is my pussy.
Ew. Well, I would definitely not trade places with
him. No.
Absolutely not.
I don't know, though. It's a lot of money.
But is he sexy?
I think so.
He seems like he has a lot of mental issues.
Yeah, he does. He seems like he needs...
Yeah.
He did go back to therapy.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good for him.
There was some character development on his end.
Yes, on his end, yeah. Hers? No.
No, none.
She just said, I am a cum dumpster. And I always will be.
Yeah, I don't think he's very hot.
No. That's fair.
She's 100% fair.
I want to hear more about Jackson.
Me too.
I know, but I don't think she's going to.
Damn.
No, because her other bugs are.
What if he's the milking my sister bug?
Maybe.
Also, look.
God.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, go check out her other bugs.
Well, we're going to do a Riley Reads on the first Friday of every month.
Get ready.
Yeah, buckle up.
You have a month to recover from this.
One whole month and then you get another absolutely fair book.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fucking next book is and I'm frightened.
I think I do. Oh, no, I do.
Do I know yet?
No.
Okay.
But it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, I'm fucking scared.
You're all gonna be surprised.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. We'll see you later, you horny little rats.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.